In this bulletin, Cardinal George Pell arrives in Rome for the first time in months. Defendants of an Indian religious violence trial acquitted after nearly three decades. And in tennis, Serena Williams withdraws from the French Open due to an injury. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Cardinal George Pell has landed in Rome for the first time since being cleared of child sex abuse charges. The Australian arrived at the Leonardo da Vinci Airport before getting into a car without Vatican license plates. The 79-year-old was convicted in 2018 of sexually abusing two choir boys, but was later acquitted by Australia's High Court. Formerly, the Catholic Church's treasurer, Cardinal Pell, returns as the church is being engulfed by an embezzlement scandal. Vatican correspondent Francis Rocca says it's likely the Cardinal will have a meeting with Pope Francis.
I'm pretty sure the Pope will receive him. I think so. I mean, the Pope was very supportive during his leave of absence, during his trial, and then when he was acquitted, remember, that morning he gave a sermon in which he implicitly compared the Cardinal to Jesus, so unfairly attacked. And so forth. So I suspect he will be able to meet the Pope.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will give a pre-budget speech today ahead of the official budget announcement next Tuesday. It comes after the federal government announced a $135 million lifeline for regional Australia yesterday as part of new budget measures. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack is encouraging unemployed Australians to find work as fruit pickers amid a shortfall in seasonal workers. Loretta Wallace from the National Farmers Federation says urgent action is needed to help farmers fill the shortages.
The proof will be in the pudding. All the words are great, what we're hearing from the government today, and we just hope to see real action on Tuesday night in the budget.
South Australia is likely to ease more coronavirus measures as the state's transition committee prepares to meet on Thursday. The state has no active infections, with both the fitness and hospitality industries hoping restrictions can be lifted to improve business. Also into state, there are hopes Queensland could open its border to New South Wales by the end of this month. Another 150,000 New South Wales residents from 41 postcodes have been added to the travel list, but defence personnel have withdrawn from border operations. The Australian Defence Force are heading to Western Australia's north to assist with a COVID-19 outbreak on an offshore vessel. Overseas, and the UK is reporting fast growth in case numbers and deaths, prompting the government to warn further measures may be needed. More than 42,000 people have died in the UK from coronavirus, and health authorities are concerned more patients are entering hospital, putting pressure on the system. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he doesn't want to return to a widespread lockdown, so health advice must be followed urgently to fight the threat together.
But it may be that, again, this is a more localised phenomenon this time, in which case all the more reason for us to concentrate on these local solutions as well as the national solutions.
The president of Azerbaijan says peace can only be achieved if Armenian forces leave the Nagorno-Karabakh region as intense fighting continues. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the use of force, and protests have erupted, including in Greece, which has a large Armenian community. Campaigner George Manesian says Armenians are under attack by Azerbaijani forces as both sides accuse each other of targeting civilians.
The Greek people support the rights of Armenians because we have common history. We are both victims of genocide, and we are sure that Armenia will prevail.
An Indian court has acquitted 32 people accused of demolishing a mosque in 1992, an act which triggered religious violence, killing around 2,000 people. The defendants, including members of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, have denied encouraging Hindu extremists to attack the Babri Mosque in northern India. The trial has lasted for almost 28 years, with India's Supreme Court last year ruling in favour of building a Hindu temple on the site. Petitioner Haji Mehboob is among those criticising the acquittals, with the Muslim community to challenge the decision in an appeals court.
In the judgment, all have been acquitted. All this is wrong. It has been done under pressure from the administration. These days, courts are being sold. This too was sold.
In tennis, Serena Williams has pulled out of the French Open after sustaining an Achilles injury. The US player has won the tournament three times and was set to attempt a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam title. The 39-year-old suffered the injury during the US Open earlier this month, but decided she had recovered sufficiently to play. But Williams says she has now been forced to withdraw after struggling to walk.
I think Achilles is a real injury that you don't want to play with, because that is not good. If it gets worse, I think it's one of the worst. So I don't want it to get to that point where I actually have a chance to get better.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you across the country today. A possible shower in Perth, 22, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 21, and the sun continues for Melbourne where it'll be 20 degrees, 17 for you in Hobart, becoming windy and partly cloudy, early rain in Canberra, and then a fine and sunny day with a top of 19, possible early shower and 23 degrees for you in Wollongong, much the same in Sydney, 25, similar conditions for Newcastle where it'll be 26 degrees, possible shower in Brisbane and 28, partly cloudy in Cairns 30, sunny and 35 for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to check out all the stories on our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.